From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords continues to make what even her doctors are calling a miraculous recovery. Neurosurgeon Dr. Michael LaMole says that while Giffords has opened her eyes and moved her arms and legs, his team is guarded about her condition.
We still list her as critical because, and maybe this is just because I'm a cautious neurosurgeon, we worry about potential turns back.
Gifford was one of 19 people shot and wounded by a gunman outside an Arizona supermarket in Tucson last Saturday, the youngest of the six who died in the attacks. 9-year-old Christina Green was laid to rest earlier today. NASA's named a backup commander just in case Captain Mark Kelly cannot go on the Shuttle Endeavour mission in April. Kelly is the husband of Congresswoman Giffords. Chief astronaut Peggy Whitson says the move allows Kelly to keep his attention on his family. In Washington, House Republicans say they're getting back to the business of repealing health care. Audie Cornish reports that lawmakers will take up the matter next week.
Republicans were set to kick off debate this week, but after the shooting attack on Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, lawmakers postponed all legislative business. Doctors treating Giffords say she is making progress. And now Republican Majority Leader Eric Cantor says it's important for Congress to get back to work. And that work includes the effort to roll back the Democrats' health care overhaul that passed last year. Democrats, backed by Congressional Budget Office analysts, have said the bill would reduce the deficit over the next decade. But the GOP will take aim at the cost of the new health laws and regulations they say will hurt job creation. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
The Environmental Protection Agency will veto a permit for the largest mountaintop removal mine in Appalachia. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Erica Peterson says the permit has been under litigation for more than a decade.
The EPA came to the conclusion that the 2,200-acre surface mine in Logan County, West Virginia, would have irreparably harmed the area's water quality. The EPA announced that it planned to veto the Spruce Mine permit more than a year ago, unless its plan was modified to reduce the environmental impact. Ultimately, they were unable to reach a compromise with St. Louis-based Arch Coal. Senator Joe Manchin, who initiated a lawsuit against the federal agency during his time as West Virginia's governor, says he is disturbed by the news.
I'm not going to say it's political, but it's a stance that they have taken, policy-wise, that I think is extremely harmful to the United States of America and definitely to West Virginia.
The EPA has only invoked its power to veto Clean Water Act permits 13 times since 1972. For NPR News, I'm Erica Peterson in Charleston, West Virginia.
Asian stocks are lower following a drop on Wall Street. The Dow Industrials fell 23 points to close at 11,731. The Nasdaq lost 2 points. The S&P was also off too. This is NPR News. A federal judge in New York has sentenced a second man in a failed 2007 plot to blow up jet fuel tanks at JFK International Airport. 60-year-old Abdel Nur received a 15-year sentence for providing material support to the plotters. He pleaded guilty to those charges last year. Another defendant has already been sentenced to life in prison for his role in the scheme, and the third defendant is to learn his punishment next month. The John F. Kennedy Library and the National Archives have announced the nation's largest online digitized presidential archive. NPR's Brian Naylor has details.
The online archive contains the famous, such as the president's inaugural speech delivered 50 years ago.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
And the obscure, such as this recording of Mr. Kennedy greeting a group of labor leaders in the Rose Garden in 1963.
And I can imagine no group of Americans who should feel more pride and satisfaction in walking around the White House and standing on my grass, which has just been planted.
The digital archive took 4 years to scan and put online. It includes over 200,000 pages of speeches and notes, hundreds of reels of audio tape, and over 1,000 recorded phone conversations. It's accessible at jfklibrary.org. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
A Manhattan bankruptcy judge has approved a $7 billion deal to settle claims against the estate of Jeffrey Pickhauer. Pickhauer was a close friend to Bernard Madoff and the largest beneficiary of the disgraced money manager's massive Ponzi scheme. He died in 2009. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.